up. One, two, three. I'm not even doing the count. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Summerscent. They're showing together. They're showering together again. I don't know what they're doing in there, but I'm dying to know.
What's your vagina look like? Oh, what's your vagina look like?
Perhaps I can find a way.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. I don't know what they're doing in there, but I'm dying to know. Perhaps I can find a way.
And it's them crying in a corner. Oh, this is depressing.
1 hour later. Handle lunch, she said. Well, handled the lunch I have. I call Eve and Cassie very elegantly by yelling their names up the stairs. They soon both arrive, ready for lunch. Behold, ladies, the famous three cheese and pepperoni pizza from Don Giovanni. It's his favorite pizza, and Don Giovanni is the cheap Italian restaurant down the road. Discounted pizza for just $9.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty damn fucking good deal. Hey, I know you like it too. I do. But you won't impress Cassie with a $9 pizza. She can fuck off then. You don't like pizza, Cassie.
I guarantee it's not the what it costs, it's how it tastes.
Yeah, I actually love pizza, but my ass isn't okay with that.
I'm fine with your ass.
Your ass doesn't like pizza? Not every girl is like Eve. She can feast on pizza and burgers without gaining weight. I can't. Hey, I run my 10 kilometers every week, you know? I know. Oh, they use the kilometers. Yeah. They don't use freedom meters.
British.
Yeah, I know. I run those same 10 kilometers with you. And I also exercise every day, and it's barely enough to keep my ass fat in check. Well, if it can comfort you, your ass looks pretty perfect to me. I know, right? I trust you on that matter. Maybe. I trust you! I trust you. It's almost like that, to be a king. I trust you on that matter.
I've heard Mel Gibson says if you go to America, you'll get attacked by a pack.
Don't do it! God, don't do it! You must be an expert with an extended amount of time you took to carefully look at it this morning. I'm still sorry about that. Did I miss something? I'm just messing with your brother. Don't worry, Eve. And the pizza will be fine. Less talking, more eating, guys. I'm starving. Jesus. Half an hour later, lunch is over. The pizza is almost finished. I can feel the fat slowly migrating to my buttocks.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, shit. Why did you have to do... You're fucking reminding me... You're reminding me of the fucking phone call.
Once you get under the thumb, woman, the way you dress, you'll never have freedom!
Okay. I can feel the fat slowly migrating to my buttocks. You'll lose it swimming in this pool in this afternoon. Rather, you'll lose it swimming in the pool this afternoon. Ladies, I'm glad you enjoyed your lunch. I'll take care of the leftovers and the dishes. The doorbell rings loudly. I'll go. I'm coming with you. When the girl's gone, I clean the table, put away the remaining slice, and wash the dish. Grim, the girls are back. Something happened. Cassie looks worried and Eve seems a bit lost. Did she hit her head? What the hell is that? Where did she get those flowers? What's the matter? The doorbell. It was a delivery boy. Someone sent flowers to Eve. Someone? One of the guys from last night. Well, that's unexpected. There's a note. He says that he hopes Eve is feeling better. She was not looking too good when she left the club. He also gave her his phone number, asking her to give him a call. Eve, what do you think? I don't know what to think. You told me the guy drugged me, and honestly, you convinced me. Now he's sending me flowers. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe he's not the one who drugged me. Maybe I wasn't even drugged by anyone. I can't be sure of anything anymore. Is this table real? Is this chair? Are you real? Is this the real world? What about this piece of fruit? Is anything? Can I trust anything? No.
What now? I zoned out for a second.
Grim, I think he drugged Eve, and you got her away from him. I think he sent Eve the flowers to cover his tracks to make it harder for her to think that he drugged her, so she won't go to the police. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the other hand, how did he find you? Did you give him your address? I don't remember. You didn't.
Followed him.
At least while I was with you. Either way, I'm sure it's not something you tell a guy the first hour you meet him. Or you met him, rather. That means he probably followed you here. That's crazy. If it's true, he's a complete psychopath. We have to go to the police, Eve.
We need to get a gun to protect ourselves. What? No guns in Britain? No, we're screwed!
No! If I go to the police, Mom and Dad will know, and I'm sure Mom will come back from their trip immediately.
Could be Canada, I guess. They use kilometers.
It'll be the end of our week together and the beginning of my summer in hell. Come on, Mom isn't going to punish you for being the victim. I don't care. Okay, then, maybe we're overreacting a little. Perhaps we can just ignore him and he'll cease harassing you. I'm sure it'll be fine. He's just trying to make sure you do not denounce him. Denounce him? How dare you denounce him? Oh. By tomorrow, it should be obvious to him that you didn't go to the police and he should simply let it go. See, you know, the
he's
weird...
He's going to say he got away with it, and he's going to see how far he can take it.
You're right.
That's how fucking crazy people that would drug women do anyway.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could get away with drugging a bitch.
Yeah, you'll probably never see him again.
She got away. Well, I'm going to have to try harder next time.
Oh, Lord. You'll probably never see him again. I hope so, but he knows my name and where we live. It'll be okay. I'm here.
I can tell you a quick story about a guy like this. And he was kind of a simp. And he wanted a girlfriend. But he was so damn creepy. And he went to school. College. He was from... I ain't gonna say...
Don't say the name, but...
Oh, no. I ain't gonna say the name. But, you know, I was art major at the college I was at that time.
Sure.
And so when, you know... Art majors, usually it is a female-based, like there are a lot of women in art.
Yeah, like when I went in choir.
There's a lot of famous male artists, though, for some reason.
Yeah.
Weird. They're just trying to be like me. No,
I don't know.
Anyway, but they would hang around me when he was in the room or in the class just because they didn't. They wanted someone to block his advances. But one day he came up to me and said, "Ooh, I got this girl's number." I'm like, "Well, that's cool. What'd you do?" He said, "Well, my friend gave it to me." Well, that's not great. Why didn't you talk to her? Oh, I did. I hung out behind a tree. And I saw her going across campus and I called her and she said, "Who is this?" She said, "A secret admirer. I can see you, but you can't see me." And then I hung and like, no, and I'm dead serious. I'm not even making anything up or joking.
That's some fucked up shit.
And so anyway, I think one day I was like, maybe I'll give this guy a chance. Maybe he's down on his luck. He's not very social.
Sure.
And all that. And of course, he's in the dorms. I go in the dorm. He's got like machetes and knives and all this. It's definitely not allowed on campus. Of course, I do too, but I live in an apartment off campus. And so, you know, it just kind of gave a creepy vibe all the way around. But I know one time, one of my friends, she was in class, and I went up and I slapped her on the butt, and she turned around because I knew this was going to happen. Turned around, and he was right there behind him. And she, I mean, did you just grab my ass? No. No, I didn't. And he, what the hell? Matt, did he grab my ass? I said, I don't know. He could have. He could. And he's like in tears. I didn't grab your ass. And then I was like, I'm kidding. I slapped your ass. She's, oh, well, that's fine if you do. Then he was so confused. Why is it okay for him to slap
my
ass?
Oh, my God. Because you're not the one that acts like a creepy... She feels more comfortable around you than this fucking crazy dude that has like a machete and shit.
Well, I don't know how much of that they knew about it because I'm sure no one ever left his dorm.
Yeah, probably fucking not.
Well, he didn't last too long because his dream was becoming a fraternity member. And I tell you, fraternities around there are not any fun, I imagine. I wouldn't be interested. I was in like an Alpha Pi, but it was an honor society.
Sure.
So it sounds like a fraternity.
But it's not.
But it's not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if he comes back, he'll be surprised to have a discussion with your overprotective brother. I didn't know I had one of those. You have one now. He's brand new and motivated. I'm sorry, you'll have to get used to it. Right now, your change of heart is as comforting as weird. I can understand that. Okay, I'll be in my room. Eve leaves the room. Looks like you finally understood you don't have to be an imbecile. I'm still learning. I'm sure you'll continue to improve. I'll be with Eve. See you later. Later that afternoon. Come on, he shot me through the damn wall. Can you stop throwing grenades at me? Please. No, 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 no. Fuck you. Fuck that game. I've had enough of this. I'm considering my options for my next activity and thinking about finally jerking off to my heart's content when someone knocks on my door. Grim!
That's how it always starts.
Come in, Cassie. Hey. Hey. We're going to hang out by the pool. Don't you want to join us? Sure, I'll put on my swimsuit and meet you down there. All right, see you at the pool then. 10 minutes later, I'm joining the girls. I should come by the pool more often. I'd better be careful, though. I don't want to be embarrassed by an erection while socializing with the girls.
I'm staring at asses. Apparently, they don't like it.
If my dick was to pop out of my shorts, it'd be quite the diplomatic incident. Now, that's not a way I've heard it. That would be quite the diplomatic incident.
Usually in a normal game like this, that would start the next chain of events.
Yeah, it would.
And they would be pleasant ones. Not, how dare your body do something natural in front of us.
As a matter of fact, I was playing Leap of Faith, and the next choice is literally peek or don't peek when you see the guy laying in bed. So it's like, should I look at his dick or should I not? And that begins the next chain of events.
Are you playing a woman or what is it?
Yeah, in that one you actually took on the role of Cece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's rare. You usually play the role of the main character, but in that one, and they just let you play Cece this time. So how do you like my ass today? I've been caught already. I can feel the breath of death on my neck. I beg your pardon? Yesterday you told me that my swimsuit wasn't fitting my ass. How is it today? Look at it and tell me. What the hell is going on? Is this a trap? She's turning around to show me her ass again.
Sounds like a trap.
I'm taking a good look at it, but I have trouble enjoying the view as I'm trying to find a way to survive this situation. I should answer with something positive, but I'm not sure how it would be interpreted.
What? It must have been my vision.
Your ass is amazing. I like it.
It's
fine, I guess.
Yeah,
fine, really? Is that a... Your ass amazing? Yes, it's magnificent. The swimsuit suits you way better. Your ass is now number one on my ass list. Are you being sarcastic? You'll never know. Maybe I'm joking, or maybe I'm a pervert who lusts after his sister's ass. Who knows? What do you prefer? You're crazy. Crazy about your ass, maybe. You don't want to answer. I get it. It's spectacular. Thank you. You can stop now. As you wish, princess. She sits on her lounge chair and the incident seems to be over. Just like nothing happened. Cassie smiled the whole time. They're crazy. Both of them. But a little crazy is nice, isn't it?
She used to be the sensible one about a episode ago.
Literally an episode ago. I put my sunglasses on a table and spend the next 20 minutes floating in the pool. We have a friendly and innocent conversation about movies, books, and music. So, Eve, what you cooking tonight? It's a secret. You'll know when you have it on your plate. Don't you need help? No, thank you. There's a couple of ingredients I'll just have to go buy.
Ass.
She's looking at me.
Dinner.
I'll need to take that car to go buy what I need. You don't have to...
Ask me, take it.
You don't have to ask me, just take it. You know you're not supposed to drive it for the summer. What will you give me for my silence?
I know that's not... I thought you had asked me to take it. I mean, y'all made amends. If he's going to explain it to the parents when they get back.
I want to see what this does. Is this trait?
You should have saved
it. Yeah, we can.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yeah. The game's not finished yet. What do you have to offer? How about... Oh, we're going to do this. Eve submission +2. I like this. Okay. Is this trade or some kind of blackmail? What do you want? What do you have to offer? How about I let you take a look at Cassie's ass? Hey, how can you sell my ass so cheaply? You can't sell what you don't own, by the way. Don't buy it. She's trying to con you. Well, I'm interested, but the product seems a bit reluctant. How about this? You take the car and you'll owe me a favor. Owing a favor to a pervert, that sounds dangerously foolish. You like to live dangerously, don't you? I'm already sure I'll regret it later. Okay, it's a deal then. I'll come with you. There's a couple things I need to buy, too. The girls continue to chat, but I don't care anymore. I'm absorbed by my observation of Eve's ass again. For 3 years, I thought of her as a slut. I imagine her pussy ruined by countless guys while she actually still is a virgin. No one has gone there yet. I'm hard. I'm so easily aroused that this is ridiculous. She's looking at me. Did I just get caught again? Every time somebody says I'm hard, I think of that fucking meme where the guy, where the girl asks, are you hard? And the guy posts himself looking like a thug. Yeah! Yeah! I can't read her expression with these glasses, which happen to be mine. Surprisingly, she turns back to Cassie without yelling at me. Are those my glasses? Yeah, I'll hand them back to you, don't worry. Why should I worry? I realize I haven't seen her with her own shades for a while now. Didn't Mom get you some sunglasses too for our last birthday? She did. They got lost about a month ago. More exactly, they got stolen from the locker room at the school's gym. What the heck? How's that possible? Fairly simply, someone forced her locker, took the glasses, her phone, and got away with it. It's crazy. Why haven't you told us? You wouldn't have cared. Come on, Eve. You have to stop with that. I know we failed you as a family by not believing you when this bullshit started, but you can't expect us to support you if you don't tell us anything. Each time a rumor came to my ears without you denying it, it looked like you were acknowledging it and just didn't care about what I was thinking. You should have even told us, you should have told us even if it seemed pointless. What, are you angry at me for that? No, I'm angry at the whole school for harassing you and at myself for having ignored it. Calm down, Grim. It's in the past now. High school's over.
I will not calm down!
We'll start a new life in college after this summer. We won't see any of these cunts anymore. Everything will be all right. Really? She still has to graduate at the September session for that. I will graduate. I just need a couple more points. Oh, yes, you will. Or I hope so.
Yes, you will.
There's no way I'll let you go back to that shithole. You better prepare yourself. After this week, I'll make you work your ass off to be sure you graduate. Okay, hold your horses there. You're taking it far too personally. I appreciate your concern and your new motivation for being my brother, but it's still my business, not yours. You are my business. It concerns me. Okay, but you can still calm down. It was that kind of assertion that usually upset her. Quite surprised she accepted it so easily. Awkward silence again. So, you like my sunglasses? Yeah, they're pretty old school. I like their style. You can keep them, or I'll buy you some if you want. You can keep them, what? I'm giving these shades to you. You can't be serious. These are some $150 sunglasses. And I know you like them. I can't accept it. Why not? You're going too far. Listen, I understand you have remorse and you're feeling guilty and I'm actually somehow enjoying it, but you don't have to get me anything. Just stop being a moron and we'll be fine. She gets up, put my sunglasses on the table, and walks away. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to visit the bathroom. She disappears into the house. I like it when you're kind to Eve. Well, quite surprisingly, I think I like it too. She smiles at me before getting out of the pool. She dries herself with a towel before applying some cream to her skin. I had enough sun for the day. I need to hide in the shadows if I don't want to burn. Like a vampire? Almost.
You see, very fair-skinned, it looks like.
My skin doesn't tan. It's fucking England. It just becomes red and slowly...
I don't know too many that actually tan.
And can slowly burn for several days. This moisturizer is truly is a lifesaver. I wouldn't be able to get out of the house during summer without it. Don't you use sunscreen? I do sometimes, but it doesn't really prevent me from burning. Not exposing myself is the only thing that works. It sounds like a pain. It is. You want to try it? The pain? No, silly, the moisturizer. I'm sure you could use some. Your skin seems to need it. Really? Come here, I'll apply some on your back. Okay. I sit before her, and she slowly applies the cream on my back. Her touch is tender, but firm as she massages my shoulders. Suddenly, Eve appears before us, and she looks a little upset. I barely leave you alone for 5 minutes. When I come back, I find you touching each other. I'm just applying some moisturizer on his back.
What do you think they're doing in the shower?
I know what you're doing, young lady. Anyway, let's get ready. We're going in 5 minutes. Already? Yeah, already. It's Sunday, and we'll probably have to go to the other side of the city if we want to find an open grocery store. See you later, Grim.
I almost feel like you should have gone with them with that creep. Of course, they probably are oblivious to all
right.
That.
See you later. After the girls disappeared on their quest for a grocery store, I'm left alone in the house. I need to seriously think about what happened. A guy or two drugged my sister at a nightclub. We have no proof of that, but it seems obvious. She hadn't drunk that much, and Cassie had a bad feeling about these guys. I know it's a pretty shallow argument, but I trust her judgment. They drugged Eve to rape her. Why else? Again, we don't have any proof, but I don't have any doubt about it. And finally, one of these guys sent flowers to Eve. He's trying to cover their tracks by laying doubt in Eve's mind. What can I do about that? Find the guy and give him a beating? Cassie seems to think I'm not up to the task. She's probably right. There's two of them, and let's be honest, I'm not a brawler. I'm not good at violence. I can't go to the cops either. I have no proof. Eve won't go along with me, and it'll make her even angrier. So there's really nothing I can do besides being there and watch over her, if she allows me to. I should gather information. Cassie said there was a note with the flowers. Let's find it. Eve threw the flowers into the trash in the kitchen. But I didn't find any note there. Did she keep it? Why? I thought she was resolute not to see him again. It may be in her room. Let's check it. Finally found the note on the table in her room. Let's see. Eve, you didn't seem so fine when you left the club last night. It's worrying me. I hope you're doing fine. You can call me at this number. I'd really like to see you again, Luke. Not much, but I still have his number now. I put the note back where it was, and I'm about to leave the room when something catches my eye. I wonder whose panties these are. Have they been worn?
It's gonna smell. Smells like fish and low tide. The scent of summer.
I've never smelled a pussy in my life. This is an opportunity. Shall I?
He's gonna get caught if he did. No.
Let's get out of here. Back in my room, I'm thinking about what happened by the pool earlier this afternoon. I offered Eve my sunglasses and she refused, but I can buy some for her. I know she doesn't have any money. Probably because she got to buy another cell phone to replace the one that's been stolen in her locker along with her shades, now that I think of it. What should I do? She told me I don't have to get her anything. I'm not doing the fucking princess shit. Well, I'm not sure that I can get her anything that will make her happy, so it probably doesn't matter. I'll have to find another way to show her that I care for now. My cell phone rings. It's Mom. It's no surprise. She'll probably call us every day or so. Hello. Hey, Grim. It's Mom. Hello, Mom. How are things going at home? I should be careful with what I say. I can't tell her what happened to Eve or she will worry like hell and immediately come back. We're doing fine, Mom. We invited Cassie to stay with us for the week. The whole week? Yes, Mom. Don't worry. You know Cassie. She's nice. She seems determined to reconcile me with Eve. She may have succeeded. Well, if she can prevent you from killing each other, at least, it will already be a great feat. Already, anyway, where is she sleeping? She sleeps with Eve. It'll be more comfortable for her to sleep in our bedroom. Tell her to be at ease. Okay, Mom, I'll tell her. How is your trip going? Well, it's going fine for now. Your father's symposium starts tomorrow morning. We'll be back next Sunday as expected. I hope you'll have fun. I have to hang up now. Take care, Grim. You're the man of the house for this week. Kiss your sister for me. Sure, Mom. See you next Sunday.
Didn't say where.
I have barely hung up the phone when I hear the girls coming back. I should let Eve know that Mom called. I find Eve alone in the kitchen. Hey, Eve. What do you want? Mom called while you were out. You told her.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. Oh, well, hold on. I like this for now.
Oh.
Eve's submission. I want those submission points. I told her we were doing fine and that everything was all right. I lied to her for you. I don't like that. I don't know if I can do that again the next time she calls. Please, Grim, if you tell her, she'll come back immediately and they'll probably never leave us alone here again. You know that. I know. I still don't like lying to Mom. Okay, what do you want me to do? Is there anything? Just be grateful. I am. I assure you I'm grateful to you. Well, that wasn't obvious. Okay, I'll try to be more explicit next time. I also told her that we invited Cassie for the week. She's okay with that. She said that Cassie can sleep in their bedroom if she wants to. It'll be more comfortable for her. As you see, you could have asked her beforehand. She would have been okay with it. I'm not sure about that. Well, anyway, it's done. Great. Anything else? I don't think so. Then get out of the kitchen so I can cook. Can I help you? No, you can't. Get out. Okay. Being banned from the kitchen, I go to the living room where Cassie is leisurely lying on the sofa reading a book. Hey, Cassie. Hey, just let me finish this paragraph, please.
I see it all went to your ass, huh?
Of course. Sorry to disturb you. You're not disturbing me if you let me finish this paragraph. I sit on a couch and wait patiently for a minute or so before she put the book aside and turns to me. So, what are you reading? I doubt it'll interest you. It's just a girl's book. Romance and stuff. Oh, I see. So you got to the part where he took his shirt off? Well, no, no, it's not that kind of book. Oh, of course it's not. No, you don't.
Oh, where he has a lot of money and
gives it all to you?
Oh, no, no, I'm not wet yet.
Truckloads of money. No, you don't.
Where he gives up his kingdom to be with you?
Yeah.
As long as we're together, we'll shovel shit to the best of our ability.
You gotta explain. Explain the whole story. Because I think the guys will like this.
It's the telltale signs of a Hallmark movie. It's the woman that comes from nothing, moves to the big city in order to, you know, be somebody. She starts at a small firm, makeup, designing,
right,
healthcare, and she hopes to have her own line of mascara. She has to go do her own research. Mascara is oftentimes made from bat guano. Bat shit.
Yeah.
So she has to go in the caves and shovel herself. And then she meets the man of her dreams. But the man of her dreams is a prince, and she's tormented by, we could never be together because I'm a lowly shit shoveler. And he is a prince with multi-billions of dollars. How could I ever please him? And they go into something comical where they play in the snow and maybe there's a Christmas party in July. Some horse shit. And then he says, I don't know. Through all these misadventures, I've come to love you. Even though you shovel shit and you smell quite pungent of it. But I don't care. When you release the fragrance from downstairs, I can help but be with you. And then I'm willing to give up my kingdom because my father will not let me marry a shit shoveler. But I will have my life. He does not control me. And I will not be mocked. So I will be with you, a lowly shit shoveler, and shovel shit myself. And then is the ending.
Yep, that's
like, he gives up everything, and then the king comes back. I didn't know you were going to take it to this extreme. I told you follow your heart, but I said as long as it doesn't fuck with our kingdom. But this is really going to fuck with it. So, have the billions come to reign and take her with you. She no longer has the shovel shit. We'll get peasants to do it for her, and everything is happy ending. And she didn't do shit for herself the whole thing when you think about it. Promise you. Yeah, maybe she got a horse shit degree, but of course she won't have school loans.
No.
The prince gonna pay for that.
Yeah, everything will be paid for by the prince and the kingdom.
Yep. And that's pretty much the plot of every Hallmark movie.
Yep, there you go. No, you don't. I can see you're imagining things. It's not that kind of book. Really, the ones I've read were pretty explicit. Because you've read some? Why? They're not exactly marketed towards young guys. Well, it was for research purposes. I know it's stupid. I think I need some more details. What kind of research? Well, I thought that by reading that kind of book, I'd be able to understand what girls like. Were you successful? Honestly, no. My poor Grim, I have the feeling you're not doing great with the ladies. I'm doing great, actually. Just that sometimes girls are hard to understand, and sometimes they seem like they like you, and the next day they despise you. It's hard to deal with someone who changes her mind at least once a day. If you have some insight about how to behave with a girl, I'll be grateful. It's actually pretty simple, Grim. Just read the mood and behave accordingly. Well, the mood changes constantly, so
depending on how you act, I have to...
Yeah.
...become an actor all of a sudden.
Right.
I hate to tell you, my face tells it all, even if I'm... No, you're not an ugly bitch. Oh... But I see in your face, I'm really ugly. Don't believe my face. What does it know?
But how do I read the mood? Like with everyone else, it's called empathy. If you're a normal human being, you're supposed to have empathy. I think you can read guys easily, but it's much harder with girls, almost impossible. You may need some practice. Experience is important. You try, you fail, you learn. That's also part of the game. When in doubt, try. What do you have to lose? That's funny. Steve told me something similar yesterday. Even Steve is capable of saying sensible things sometimes. What it was about, though. Surprisingly. So practice and experience. When in doubt, try. Okay, I can do that.
Try to kiss.
Kiss her? Foot massage? Or thank you.
I'm going to say thank you, but...
Let me see.
I don't know if they're...
A foot massage? Where does this idea come from? Do you often propose foot massages to girls? Not really. I saw that you adopted the habit of walking through the house barefoot. I don't know why, but I thought you might enjoy foot massage. So I proposed it. You are not one of those foot perverts or anything like that.
No, I like an ass.
No, I'm not. Why not then? I'll be honest, I've never had my feet massaged. Actually, I've never been massaged by a guy. I get up and join her on the sofa where we quickly find a position comfortable for both of us. I start massaging her right foot, slowly, softly. Tell me if I do anything displeasing. I don't want to cause any discomfort. It's all right. I didn't know you had experience in this kind of thing. You'd be surprised. It's actually my first time touching a girl's body. I have no idea what I'm doing. Absolutely no idea what I'm doing. It's very relaxing. I move my thumb a little, apply a bit more strength. Oh, God, is that supposed to be so good?
Well, he's figuring out he's got a knack for it.
I simply look at her face and massage her randomly. She seems to like a spot. I press it a little harder. Oh, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Uh-oh. Okay, what's her name's going to run out and say,
starts yelling.
What the hell is going on here? I barely understand what's happening when she starts yelling. I'm getting a boner. Please, please, please don't stop.
Oh, he's going to rub up against
you. Right there. Yes, yes. Oh, no. She's going full herbal essences. Oh, my God. Is she having an orgasm? Did I give her an orgasm by massaging her foot? Holy shit. What the fuck are you pervs doing? He surprises us while Cassie is still moaning from pleasure. Her foot is still in my hands.
Oh,
my dick goes flat. Come here, both of you. So, Karen, explain what happened? Who do I have to spank? He was just massaging my feet. And you started yelling at a relaxation? Quite surprisingly, yes. I realize that I feel like a child being scolded by his mother. Cassie probably feels the same. Listen to me, pervs. If I find you doing something naughty again, I'll spank you. Am I clear? Oh. Yes, ma'am.
I like
now get to the
going.
Kitchen. Dinner is served. Eve is excited. We approach the table with a bit of apprehension. Something is burnt in this kitchen. Ta-da! Salmon a la Printanile.
Oh, God.
Or something like that. I don't remember the exact name. It's French. She looks happy. Come on, don't be shy. Tell me what you think. Is it good? It looks awful.
Well, those carrots look a little undercooked.
The salmon is almost black. And the whole thing doesn't smell so good.
Thought she said you could cook.
Cassie takes a bite. It looks difficult to chew.
Well, you don't.
It's, how to put it, unconventional? You don't like it? I'm not used to French cuisine, but it's good. The fish is totally burnt. The sauce is so salty that I'm afraid for my heart. And the vegetables manage to be crude and chewy at the same time.
Huh.
What about you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
What did you put in that sauce? It's a secret. She finally tastes her own plate. Her attitude completely changes.
Yeah, let her figure it out for herself.
She looks like she's about to cry. Oh my God, it's disgusting. I failed everything. Here we are. What do I say? The truth will probably destroy her.
Dude, I don't...
You'll do better next time.
I don't know what you're... Well, don't treat her like an idiot. You'll do better next time. That's all right. You'll do better... No, the what are you talking about, like... You must think I'm retarded to believe your horseshit.
So I should go with that or the bottom?
She'll watch you eat the whole thing if you do the what are you talking about? It's delicious.
There won't be a next time, I'm sorry. She stands up and rushes out of the kitchen. I didn't know what to expect, but honestly I didn't think she could be that bad in the kitchen. Me neither. She seems surprised as well. I'm going to go talk to her. She's about to cry and I don't like that.
I like my women to cook.
Later that evening... I've been watching TV for an hour now. I'm bored. Wonder how Steve is doing. His vacation seemed rather interesting. I'm about to go to my room when the girls invade the living room. Hey, Grim. Hey. Are you doing something interesting? Not really. Eve and I were chatting upstairs when we had an idea. We're going to spend the week together, so we thought that it could be nice to know each other better. Because to be honest, I don't know you much, and Eve doesn't know you either, besides the fact that you've been a moron these last 3 years. Okay, can we stop with the moron thing? I thought we were past that. If we all agree about that, maybe we can move on? I don't think you need to remind me every time we have a conversation. I think we can make an effort. Great. So, back to our topic. We don't really know you, and we're sure you don't really know us. So we thought it'd be nice to remedy the situation with a game. Okay, can you be more specific? Well, we have this vodka, and we have questions, so we thought we could play a small drinking game.
Oh, you know,
a drinking game, really? Yeah. Like truth or drink? Yeah, somewhat. You drink to ask, everyone answers, you drink if you don't want to answer. No shame, no judgment, everything we say stays between us. What do you think? That sounds awful.
No.
I can't see how this game can end well for me, and yet I can't decline or I'll look like I have tons of shameful things to hide. It sounds like a trap, but why not?
I'll tell you, when a woman suggests this, that's a good thing. That's usually, well, I was drunk, so I did, you know, I mean, it's okay. I'm a little more vibrant when I'm drunk, or, you know, it's like we were both drunk.
Because
if he's drinking, it's an excuse
I need some fucking water. All right, let's get comfortable and start with some innocent questions first. The nasty ones shouldn't come before a couple drinks. Of course, I'll go first. She actually drinks quite a lot. So what is your favorite movie? Mine is probably Lost in Translation. I actually love that movie. I don't really know why, but that's my favorite. That is a great fucking movie.
It's been so long since I've seen it.
What about you, Eve? I like Casablanca. I've not seen that.
I had never seen it.
That old black and white movie? I like old movies. There's something about their rhythm I find I really find appealing. What about you? Star Wars, Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, Truth? I haven't seen that, but I have it. I mean, those first couple movies are apparently pretty fucking decent. Before it gets stupid.
Which Star Wars are we talking
about? No. I mean, the Fast and Furious. I heard that the older ones are actually pretty good.
That's his truth?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess that one.
I don't think it needs any further explanation. Actually, it needs a lot. Why this one? Cars, girls, and drift. No surprise there. My turn. The idea seems to drink a whole shot worth of alcohol every time. These girls are going to get me drunk. How many times did you get drunk? I mean, really drunk. I think I drank my first beer when I was 16, and since then I got drunk 2 times. No, wait, 3 actually. 3 times. I was with you every time, Cassie. I remember each of those. I think I only got really drunk only once. It's not intentional. Really? I didn't think it had ever happened to you drinking more than a couple beers in a row. You'd be surprised. I am already. Tell us more, please. There's not much more to tell. The nights we spent in Steve's garage are sometimes a bit wild. Good to know.
Steve, there's a lot of...
What's going on in Steve's garage? But it's your turn, Grim.
I mean, I'm drinking garages.
Okay. So, do you pee in the shower? I do sometimes, like every guy probably. I do it too. Really, please tell me you're not doing it when I'm showering with you. Well, this is the end of our friendship. I know you secretly enjoy it. After a couple more turns of innocent questions and a couple more drinks, it's time to dive into some more serious waters. Cassie told us that she doesn't handle alcohol very well, yet she drinks without hesitation. Did I mention
I'm Irish? so she doesn't drink well as an Irish person.
Right.
Five bottles before you start buzzing?
Are you a virgin, Grim? Here it goes. Shit. Can't drink this one out. There'd be no difference with confessing I am indeed a virgin.
Truth.
And I am too. What about you, Eve? Of course I'm a virgin. Okay. Somebody's bullshitting. What kind of girl do you think I am? What was I ashamed of? Everyone's a virgin. I'm pretty relieved to know I'm not the only guy... I'm not the only one in this house who has zero experience in these matters.
So am I!
Okay. Okay, guys, my turn. She's probably the one who has drank the most so far, and she seems to be the least drunk. She sure can handle her liquor better than I do.
Sounds like she's trying to interrogate them both.
How often do you masturbate, Grim? Great. Another occasion to show myself as the glorious pervert I secretly am. 4 to 5 times a week, maybe.
Go ahead, truth it.
Sometimes more, sometimes less. I'm not surprised I can hear you through the walls. What, seriously? You can hear me jerking off, among other things, yes. Shit.
What else is there?
What about you, Cassie? I'll drink. I don't want to damage that nice girl image I've been cultivating for so long with this kind of detail.
Your mother's a good woman.
You're doing it that much. You're doing it that much, you naughty girl. You'll never know for sure. There's nothing to be ashamed of here. I do it maybe 3 times a week, sometimes more. I'm about to ask my last question when Cassie stops the game. I think I've had enough for tonight. I'm almost drunk. I should go to bed. I'm almost gone, too. I guess it's time to call it a night, then. Eve takes Cassie by the arm to help her walk. I'll bed you, young lady. I hope you won't abuse my body again, you despicable being. I can't promise you anything. Good night, Grim. Good night, Cassie. Good night, Perv. Good night, Princess. The girls leave together. I can hear them laughing on the stairs. The bottles are empty. Later that night... The need to pee wakes me up in the middle of the night. I'm going through the hallway like a zombie. I'm still a bit drunk. A bear seems to be snoring in Eve's bedroom. I wonder which of the girls is capable of producing that kind of noise. Eve, probably. I can hardly imagine Cassie snoring at all. I take care of my business in the bathroom, and I'm about to go back to bed when I hear their voices coming. When I hear voices coming from downstairs.
Uh-oh.
Curiosity killed the cat. I follow the voices back to the living room. Eve is watching an old black and white movie. She didn't hear me. What should I do?
I thought it was Cassie. Should I join her?
I should join her. I haven't shared that kind of moment with her since we were children. Could be nice. Hey, Eve. Hey, can't sleep? Not with Cassie snoring like a bear beside me. I heard her from the hallway. The amount of noise she produces is impressive. Yes, it is. Can I join you? It's a free country. I sit next to her and focus on the screen. It's some kind of Hitchcock movie I've never heard of. By the way, in the Steam version, they're going to be removing the stills from actual movies. Wow. Because copyright.
I figured it was free.
I don't know. Steam.
Unless it's Steam. Like MGM.
No, it's Steam... requirements, copyright, all that, yeah, if you're trying to put it on there. It's some kind of Hitchcock movie I've never heard of. I miss the beginning of the movie and have a hard time understanding what's going on in that old mansion. The hug was nice. It came out of nowhere. I'm a bit stunned and take a couple seconds to react. Really, to be honest, I'd afraid you'd reject me and beat me to death. I thought about it. I would have deserved it, but I'm glad you chose otherwise. I'm sorry, Eve. I know the words are not enough. I've been blind for so long, I failed you. Stop that. I understood the first time you said it. How do you expect us to move on if you keep apologizing over and over again? And she is right. By this time, he should have stopped apologizing.
The women have broken up.
God, that's awful. Don't be that guy. Sometimes these games are good just to show you what not to do.
Someone, yeah, that'll turn them off quicker than anything.
All right, let's move on then. One last thing about the hug. If you liked it, you can have one anytime you want. You don't even need to ask. Careful not to go too far. I may still beat you to death. I trust your judgment.
How far is too far?
We go back to silence for a couple minutes. You know we're not kids anymore, don't you? So what? She doesn't answer. A few minutes later, she slowly slides against me, and I put my arm around her. Her warmth makes me strangely happy.
And it gets an erection.
I don't know how long we stay like that. The movie comes to an end. Without a word, Eve breaks our brace and gets up. That was nice. We should do that again sometime. Yeah, it was nice. Whenever you want. Good night. Good night, Princess. I wish he would stop fucking calling her that. She leaves the room.
Well, that's their nickname.
I know. I stay there alone for a few minutes thinking of what happened. Okay, and that's day 3.
All right, it's getting interesting.
Yeah, it's a slow burn.
I mean, well, yeah, but it's you're a saying slow it can burn. Go horribly. So you could play this several times over, and it could end if,
It
know.
Could, I don't even know. Things could, I don't know. I mean. I don't know what's already been implemented in the game, and he's already saying he's editing a bunch of shit for Steam, so we don't know. This game is still in development right now, as we've like you said. So
honestly, save a copy.
Oh yeah.
And then update.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you haven't got stuff removed.
Right. Well, they do that sometimes with these games. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will be out with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Somerset. We'll see you next time for more.